Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, the ruh, the spirit of the dhikr of Allah, the light or the life or the ruh of the dhikr of Allah is Durood Sharif. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has in Durood Sharif, in the recitation of Durood, instilled fadilat, virtues and light, that by reading Durood Sharif everything becomes accepted. Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajhu also stated that any dua of a person, no dua of a person is accepted, rather it hangs. These are the words of the hadith, that the dua, the supplication that a human being makes to Allah, it stops, it hangs, it freezes until that time that person recites Durood Sharif, then that dua continues on its journey to Allah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu also stated the same words. He radiallahu anhu stated that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said that dua hangs. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu states that when a person asks dua, that not one portion of that dua travels to Allah. It doesn't even reach to Allah until that same person doesn't recite Durood Sharif alongside that dua. That's why I said the ruh, the spirit of dhikr, is durood. Dhikr, all of the things that we recite in dhikr are du'as. All the dhikr we do, we are in reality presenting requests to Allah in the form of dua. Quranic ayah verses that we recite, these are all in the form of dua that we present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for the acceptance of these duas, it is lazim, compulsory to recite Durood Sharif, and only then will our dhikr be accepted. So Durood, before that, the dhikr of Allah is such a great practice. Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu anhu was a great companion. Once he was present in the service of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he started to say, he requested, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do I do? I do this amal all the time I have, all of the spare moments I have. I recite durood upon you. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard these words from Ubay ibn Ka'b. Unique statement. That all my spare time, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I spend on reciting durood for you, upon you. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, then all of your difficulties have become easy and all of your sins have become forgiven. Are forgiven. So, alhamdulillah, this is an important action, that through the Sahabi we learn the importance of durood, and durood had overwhelmed his life, and the benefits of durood are demonstrated by this sahabi to us. There's another narration that we see from another companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he in this hadith said that durood is afdal, it is an important, it is a great action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allocated an angel from amongst all of the angels. There is an angel, and he's very tall and broad and big. And he, you know, his hair, the strands of his hair are so long that they can go all the way around the arsh. This is how big is this angel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created ajeeb, unique makhluk. Allah ta'ala's makhluk creation is fascinating. So there's an angel, massive. His body is tall and broad. His hair is long. His hair is so long that they go around the arsh. And on every hair is written, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Subhanallah. How many hairs he must have. And on every hair is written the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And in this riwayah, in this hadith, is stated that when an individual recites Durood Sharif, Allahu Akbar, then by reciting the Durood Sharif, the effect of his Durood is that not the tongue of that angel, rather every hair and particle of that angel does the dua for istighfar, forgiveness for that individual who does Durood Sharif. Subhanallah. So this is Durood Sharif. These are a few points that have come to my mind, and we should be careful, and we should make schedule and pattern of reciting Durood. Before dua, recite Durood. At the end of the dua, recite Durood. Hazrat Shami rahmatullahi alayhi stated that he writes, Hazrat Shami rahmatullahi alayhi, that if you recite Durood Sharif before doing dua, then you present your hajat, and you recite the duas, then you recite Durood Sharif at the end. Then what's in between the Durood Sharif? The portion in between the Durood Sharif is accepted before, And then whoever recites durood, it will be accepted. It's such a worship that it's accepted. So Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, mercy is not going to stop there, is it? Allah Ta'ala accepts what's before and at the end. And will Allah Ta'ala leave what's in between? So due to the sadaqah, the blessings of the durood, and what's in between your duas, they will be accepted as well. So before you recite duas, do durood sharif. Recite durood sharif at the end. Alhamdulillah, even this is a great technique and method. So recite durood sharif.